Seven Cups Fine Chinese Tea is typical of well-established shops that survived the pandemic. The direct trade retailer is 20 years old, located in a second-tier city, and generates revenue online and in-store from package sales, tea service, and wholesale supply to coffee shops, cafes, hotels, and restaurants. Packaged tea has fared well since 2019. A spike in sales jammed tea cupboards with direct from origin and exotic teas purchased online. The growing consumer preference for better tasting tea favors retailers with quality selections, including herbal infusions. Retailers are remodeling to promote in-store sampling as it encourages social interaction and repeat business among enthusiasts eager to experiment and learn from experts. Seven Cups founder Austin Hodge says, quote, "When you enter a traditional tea house in China or Tucson, you step into a cultural experience that separates you from your daily problems. It's a tea house tradition for tea drinkers to be treated with respect and dignity, wherever their outside problems might be." End quote. Thanks so much, Andrew, for joining us on the program to share insights about the new shop. Every successful retailer has plans to expand to a new location. What led Seven Cups to relocate?
So for us, realizing that we were hitting a point where we were at total capacity, we were sharing a strip mall with several other popular businesses. Great to have the exposure of being next to other popular businesses, but if people can't park there, it's a problem. And being there for 20 years, we realized that if people hadn't found us yet in this location, they probably weren't going to find us. We were fortunate that we had enough of a following, enough of a unique draw in our local area to where so many people sought us out from far away. We weren't really dependent on foot traffic to drive business and awareness. But that said, even being a business that doesn't rely on that, moving to a location with better visibility, we've seen an enormous response to that. So location still does matter. You can do everything right with, say, your social media, tending to your tribe, getting the word out in your community. And these are all great and worthy things to do, but finding the right location that's going to be visible and accessible to your customers can't be substituted for. For us, when we realized that we had to move, this was really about 5 years ago when we had to start making a plan to get into position to move because we knew we were at capacity.
Did you decide to buy or lease?
So we moved from a renter to a buyer. And of course, the advantages of being a renter versus a owner are going to depend on the area that a business is operating in. In our case, in Tucson, we saw pretty strong advantages to being an owner, especially with rents increasing, given the economic climate in the last 3 years. It was clearly time. Of course, things are shifting now, as they always are. But for us, in terms of favorable lending conditions and property valuations here in Tucson, it was time to move. But that said, we spent a long time finding the place that we're in. This was a sort of a unicorn location. We knew we were looking for something unusual. In our case, a big part of what we wanted was to consolidate the business, consolidate both the wholesale and online fulfillment under one roof with the tea house itself. So, of course, there's obvious advantages there and efficiencies that can come about from getting your operation under one roof. And the challenge there, of course, is that there's very few tea house, restaurant, retail spaces, / warehouse office spaces that are all in one building. So you have to build a suit to create something like that. Yeah. And so ultimately the property that Austin found was an off-market building that had been left abandoned since the 80s. It was not listed. Our realtor did us a real favor in reaching out to the owners and proposing an offer, starting negotiations that way. And we were fortunate to be able to find it and get it, and then find a space that could be reshaped into exactly what we needed.
COVID created new consumer behaviors, leading shops to adapt. Your business does an amazing job educating consumers and introducing them to suppliers and producing regions. Will you talk briefly about how this new shop accommodates online buyers and how you approach teaching with sampling?
I think we're still in the midst of that change. In COVID, we've accumulated a lot of stuff. Our consumer experiences have been focused on the home and consumption in the home, and in the individual and the family level. And so we've gone from buying stuff to buying experiences. And so this is, I think, very important, of course, when you're building out a retail space, is that you're focused on the experience and the experience of the product. This is something that for us, historically, it is has been the case. We've our tea room in the decades past has really been only a small part of our business, but it's been really an integral part of our business because what it is, what it provides, is that experience, and it's a guided experience in an environment that's conducive to it. So when people get to experience the possibility of what tea can taste like and what the satisfaction it can provide, and when brewed with intentional and beautiful surroundings, this is something that ultimately drives a whole customer life cycle that we wouldn't have otherwise. As far as parts of our business, the tea room is really just about 10 or 15% of revenue. So it's not a significant part in terms of revenue, but in terms of the marketing power of providing this experience for folks, and in terms of that face-to-face interaction with your customer and the feedback that's given back to us as a business, it's invaluable. And so we saw that. We certainly missed that during COVID. And we've seen that now, people coming out of the pandemic haze, an interest in having that interaction again from the consumer side. So we're happy to be in the fortunate position of opening a new tea house experience. At a time when people are just becoming more comfortable with coming out and are seeking such experiences. Of course, that still, it's got to be great. It's got to satisfy those expectations of a experience, both in terms of it's an educational experience, a sensory experience.
Tell us about the tasting experience.
Tasting is a central part of the experience. There's a tea room, but there's also individual tasting tables. So these are tables that not a place where people would sit down with their own tea, but a place where they would sit down with the owners of the shop or some of the staff there, just to have a conversation and chat about tea. And of course, that conversation is sort of an organic educational experience where people can come with their own questions, and that drives the discussions and the whole experience of tasting this tea and understanding what's behind it. Of course, it helps us that education flows the other way too, because we're understanding how consumers are enjoying this tea. And so with the new store we've built out is places for people to have those conversations in different parts of the building.
How many tasting tables are there in the store?
We have three different tea tables. The square foot of the tea room itself is about 700 square feet, which is about the same as we had in our old space. What the added capacity here is given us a little more flexibility on where we can place our retail section of the business. And so, whereas in the past, the retail sort of ran through the tea room. And so you could be having your tea experience in the tea room. And then also people would be walking back, you know, along the sides of the walls and looking at teapots. Having tea here is a little more of a private experience because there's a clearer separation between the retail area and the tea house area. And so with those experiences separated, people feel a little more comfortable with getting up close and personal with teapots and bags of tea, jars of tea, having conversations with our staff over the retail items. And simultaneously, it makes the tea experience when you're sitting down all that more special and private and focused.
Younger people coming to tea are seeking distinctive taste. I tell people it's as simple as this. Your grandmother drinks tea. Her grandsons and daughters taste tea. She seeks consistency in a brand that spans 50 years of her life. Her grandchildren are looking for something novel, identifying flavor notes and asking, where was it grown? How was this tea made? Why does it taste this way?
Yeah, he's looking for an experience every time. I think that's an excellent way of putting it in that generational shift. A lot of the younger consumers we have, they're not drinking a whole lot of tea. In fact, we had a subscription service here that people said, this is great. My only complaint is I'm getting too much tea. And really what people want is to have that really intentional, really amazing, a profound experience every time. And so if you can create that brush with the sublime, with your products, with your service, with the relationship that you have with your customer, then you're really in tune with what folks want. And I think there's a sophistication with the consumer now, since people can learn so much so fast with regards to supply chain, with the supply chain of tea, and are going to ask those questions about where this came from, both to satisfy their own, say, moral, philosophical demands of having an ethically managed supply chain, but also to satisfy the sort of Epicurean desires of being able to taste the terroir, the provenance of this product. With people coming in who have a high degree of knowledge, what they're looking for is not only answers to those questions, but a conversation around those questions. So it's not just being able to provide that information, but being able to have a conversation around that information. Because people are used to having this conversation, say, in social media, and over long distances and connections over the internet, and getting this information directly from growers. But really, when they come into their local tea shop, they want to be able to continue that, share their own preferences, learn more about your own sourcing approach, and just delight in a conversation about something that both of you love.